So I went out on...
Someone just came.
Right? Sploosh. We went to Rogers Park Social.
Okay.
After the show on Friday.
I've never been there.
It's so nice.
I heard it's cool.
It's really, like, they have really
It's like a community bar kind of thing, right?
Or it's kind of bougie. It's kind of upscale. It's nice. They have really good, they have, like, really fancy cocktails and shit that come in fancy glasses. And they have, like I had this drink made with cider, and it had bitters that were, like, scented with tobacco and leather. And that sounds weird. Oh, my God, no. It was so good. So good. It kind of tasted like an old man. Like, in a good way. Anyway.
What does an old man taste like, do you think?
Like
in a bad way.
Oh, like cheese and maybe poop. No. Get it together.
Oh my God, that's funny.
That's gross.
And some nasty aftershave, like old spice or something.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Oh, like cheese and maybe poop.
Someone just came.
Right?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2617. LBFO for two, I say Tuesday the 6th of February 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some e-letters and some so-so questions. Hello, Eaglelets. Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you Eaglelets, y'all at the Superb Owl. At the Superb Owl on Sunday night. No, was it Sunday? Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, the Eagles, you know, that's the team that the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy and my friends Jerry and Rick that they were supporting. Big Fat Jimmy Bear is eating his words today. I guess he is. But anyway, y'all, what an exciting game it was. And that's behind us now. And y'all, it's time to get ready for this. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's right. Starting this Friday at 8 p.m. in the evening, at least here in the only time zone that matters, y'all, it's the Winter Olympics from the South Korea, Mexico. Yes, McFaddy, and y'all, it goes, I think it goes probably 2 or 3 weeks, and so y'all... Get your ice skates on and get ready to enjoy the opening ceremonies on Friday night. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I found out about this celebration of exiting the birth canal on Monday morning. Y'all, I had an e-letter from DJ Ron down there in the St. Petersburg, and he started. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he says, "I've never reported my birthday to you or to Gavin, but thought it was high time that I did it." Tuesday, February. The 6th is my gulp, gasp, oh fuck, 60th birthday. Big Betty, it's just another speed limit birthday, it's true. So, and y'all, evidently, DJ Ron's, I think it's his sister, Yes, is coming down for a visit, and y'all, she's evidently not so secretly invited a lot of his friends to come down for a big hootenanny, and y'all, she's come down to clean up his ass. Big Fatty, that's the best birthday present ever, it's true, and to put away his latex, Big Fatty, use the top dishwasher rack, DJ Ron, I know it will be a lovely, just a lovely day for you, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday to you.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Digga up there in the Chicago's. Y'all and Digga, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before. Big Fatty, when does he come up with the melody? I don't know. But it's new and exciting for us. And Digga, our first so-so question today comes to us from that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad says, hey, Big Fatty, Poodle and Squeaky Kitty. Yes, Big Fatty. When you're on the grin, Doctor, how many times in a row do you say hi? Like a guy says hi, and you say it back. Why then do they repeat themselves by saying hi again? And some say it 3 or 4 times, even after you try starting a conversation. Is it a requirement to respond after 3 or more hi's, Gus Chad? Well, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the e-letter and this so-so question. And this is absolutely, absolutely a so-so. Big Fatty, they don't get more so-so than that. Well, you know, the month is long. The month is young. So we'll see. But, you know, Gus Chad, you know, there are some people that have limited vocabulary, Big Fatty, limited vocabulary, Big Fatty, hi, that's sometimes they're just they're what do they call that? They call that the catfish. They're trying to get you to do something with a catfish or something. I don't know, but Gus Chad, if people say hi to you, you always speak and just if it takes 100 hi, so you just say yes, Big Fatty, because it might lead to some boom chicka brown cow, Big Fatty. I don't even know how that goes.
Hello, Big Fatty. Hi, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi.
I'm here with some of the gang that you know.
All the Ick gang.
And
yes,
Martin.
Ick, yes.
And myself. We've got three. Is it okay? We've got 3 so-so questions.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Yes.
No more news on those evil aliens. Not at the moment, anyway.
No. Uh-huh.
Maybe they'll just go away.
Well, yeah.
Yes. So we've got 3 so-so questions.
Yeah. Okay.
My question.
Yes.
I never quite know what makes a so-so question. I try and make it a bit...
Trust me, you know, I'll let you know. Yeah, meh.
Whatever. Is that what you're looking for?
Meh.
I know I did you one last year, but I can't remember for the life of me what I said. Anyway, my question is, what is your favourite flavour of burp? Yeah, that's my question. I hope that's okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti, Paul, and Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I think we're going to save your other two so-so questions for another little show. Yes, we've already got to drag it out all month long. But, Paul, Cheyenne, this is absolutely, have no fear. This absolutely qualifies as a so-so question. And my favorite flavor of burp is Big Fatty is probably Big Fatty. You could go vulgar on this one. Well, I could say the favorite flavor of burp is special chia, Big Fatty. But favorite flavor, y'all. Sometimes a good beef steak on the grill is a pretty good flavor. Oh, Big Fatty, better than that Caesar salad you had for your lunch that you're coughing up now. Well, that's true. That's probably one of my favorite flavors of belching. Yes, Big Fatty, where the hell did he get that question? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, y'all, I've gotten a couple of things here in the e-letters. I mentioned that out there in the Denver, that his kid had come back. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like your lunch coming back on you. I had Gar's address wrong. I had him on 20th Avenue, and he lives on 29th Avenue. Big Fatty, couldn't somebody just walk it over to him? I guess not. So, Gar, I'll have to work on getting that back out to you. Yes, Big Fatty, shouldn't be hard, just a stamp. Anyway, y'all had lots of nice comments over there at the BFO and on the Twitty regarding the number one fan contest. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon was especially pleased with the outcome. Well, I think it was all in good fun. Y'all, Big Fatty loves every one of you, and you're number one. You're number one, yes, Big Fatty. You're number one in their hearts. That's what you told Dicker. It's true. And y'all, I just thought I'd go back and see Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, Northern Mexico. Big Fatty, is he the first Northern Mexican? He may be the first Northern Mexican to be. To be the number one fan. I believe he is. he's not the first Mexican, because that Hat M was a number one fan. But Mr. Mike, this was Mr. Mike's entry. It says, Herbert Freddy, I'd love to be entered. He's vulgar. Into the number one fan contest. Thanks. Mr. Mike, consider yourself entered. It's just vulgar. Scotty sent me those scratch-offs, and I still have one, and I thought I'd go ahead and do the second one today and get caught up. Y'all, this is the Happy Chinese New Year, and y'all, what do I have to do here? It says, Game 1, scratch the lucky symbols, and your symbols exactly match any of the two lucky symbols to any of the seven your symbols, and win the prize shown. Game 2, scratch the game panel, find the same dollar value 3 times in the game, and win that dollar value. All right, so y'all, we're going to do the first one now. And the lucky symbols are... It's a cookie. It is. It's a cookie and a gold bar. Big Fatty. So y'all, we're just gonna look and see what symbols Big Fatty has. Y'all, the first one is what is that? It is yours. It is. What is that? Oh, it's a mask and a teapot. Big Fatty, not a winner. Then we've got, what have we got here? We've got a banana. No, that's not a banana. It's a dragon. And a panda. And what is that? Sandals. And then the last ones, we have got a swan and a temple. Big Vinny, not a winner. All right, no win on that first game, Scotty. And now we're going to scratch game number two. And if we've got three matching dollar amounts, then we'll win. We've got $8. And we've got $5. Big Vinny, not a winner. And we've got $5. Big Vinny, not a winner. So, Scotty, anyway, not a winner, but thank you so much for that. Just lovely to get those. Y'all, you know, it's February, and y'all, I've got that list of everything you need to buy every month. TVs are important in February. Winter goods and home goods, especially around President's Day, which is the 19th. That's just, 2 weeks from yesterday. Yes, Big Betty. So mark that down. Y'all, I had a retirement. A coal mine retirement. 3-hour retirement meeting today, and y'all, they were just reviewing once again all of our benefits and what paperwork we needed to fill out and everything. And y'all, 143 days left. So Big Fatty, have we heard how Moose P is doing? We have not, Moose. Maybe you'd like to give us a call or whatever and let us know how your first week of retirement was. Yes, Big Fatty. It's not quite a week yet. First 2 or 3 days of retirement. Big Fatty was probably still in a drunken stupor from celebrating. Could be. Y'all, speaking of drunken stupor, y'all had a very nice superb owl little hoot nanny here at the... We're at the villa, Big Fatty, and y'all, of course, I asked Granny to bring Coca-Cola and ice, y'all, he was the last person here. So, Big Fatty, you didn't even have ice? Well, we had it in the freezer, but, you know, it all worked out fine. But, y'all, I think everybody had a good time. Y'all, everybody left right after halftime, and so Big Fatty straightened the place up and loaded up the dishwasher and set that to go overnight, and y'all then packed away the leftovers, and y'all, all in all, I think it was just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, I enjoyed it, whether they did or not, it's true, and another superb owl under our belts. Big Fatty, I hope they don't peck anything. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely two. I say Tuesday, it's supposed to warm up a little bit here in Charleston this week, but y'all, I don't think we're done. You know, the old that vermin saw it shatter. Big Fatty, don't call Granny that. No, the Punxsutawney penguin, or not penguin, what is that thing called? It's groundhog. Yes, Big Fatty. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And, Adam, I understand you had a superb owl party on Sunday. What did you have at your party?
Oh, like cheese, maybe poop.
Someone just came.
Right? Oh, Big Fatty, doesn't sound much different than your superb owl little party.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.